This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Tripura on the 22nd of this month to inaugurate the redevelopment and beautification of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam. And a state funeral will be accorded to former Meghalaya Chief Minister Dr. D.D. Lapang in Shillong at 1 p.m. today. The news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Tripura on the 22nd of this month to inaugurate the redevelopment and beautification of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple, Chief Minister Professor Dr. Manik Shaha announced on Saturday. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the Neer Mahal Jal Utsav in Melagar, Dr. Saha said the state government is committed to developing all major tourist destinations. He highlighted that replicas of all 51 Shakti Peets are being built at Bandovar in Gumati district at an estimated cost of 97 crores. The government is working to promote Neer Mahal, which is a unique palace blending different cultures, the chief minister said. He further informed that under the Swadesh Darshan scheme, Rajghat of Neer Mahal will also be developed. Prime Minister Modi is working to preserve the country's culture and traditions. A state funeral will be accorded to former Meghalaya Chief Minister Dr. D.D. Lapang at Students Field Jayao in Shillong at 1 p.m. today. The funeral cortege will thereafter proceed to Jayao Presbyterian Church Cemetery, Waking, for the burial. The funeral proceedings will be live-streamed through the official social media handles of the Directorate of Information and Public Relations on Facebook and YouTube, and through the ABC Digest YouTube channel to enable the public to witness the program. As a mark of final respect to former Meghalaya Chief Minister and former MLA of Nongpo constituency D.D. Lapang, who passed away on September 12th at the age of 96, various groups including schools, colleges, social organizations, the Ribhoi Dorbar, church bodies and elders of Ribhoi yesterday held a memorial service for the eternal peace of his soul. The memorial and special prayer service were organized yesterday at the memorial monument of Dr. D.D. Lapang, constructed by Young Minds Ribhoi at Ribhoi College. The program was led by Nongpo MLA Mr. Marylebone Aim. During the service, special prayers were offered for the eternal rest of Dr. D.D. Lapang, and floral tributes were laid at the memorial monument as a mark of last respect to the departed soul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam. Addressing people at Mongaldoi in Darang district, the Prime Minister said, India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. The development projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital, GNM School and BSc Nursing College, strengthening medical education and healthcare delivery in the region. The foundation stone also laid for the Guwahati Ring Road project to enhance urban mobility, decongest traffic and improve connectivity in and around the capital city. Besides, the foundation stone was also laid for the Kuruwa Narengi Bridge over the river Brahmaputra, improving connectivity and promoting socio-economic development in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on a mission to become Atmanirbhar in the energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. He inaugurated India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district yesterday. Addressing a huge public rally on the occasion of the inauguration of the bioethanol plant, the Prime Minister said that India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. The Prime Minister informed that India is among the top five nations in solar energy. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for a polypropylene unit at the refinery. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Arunachal Pradesh Hydropower's journey continues to gain momentum. In this regard, the 9th Steering Committee meeting reviewing the hydropower progress was held at Itanagar. In his address, the Chief Minister said the focus was clear to accelerate execution, expand opportunities for local communities and ensure these projects benefit people directly. Meanwhile, Khandu in his social media post informed the 2000 megawatt Lower Subansiri project is near completion, the 2880 megawatt Dibang multipurpose project has surged ahead and the 3097 megawatt Etalin project has advanced through clearance. across Dibang, Lohit, Kameng, Shiyomi and Kamle districts. Other projects are also progressing steadily with approvals and formalities. In Nagaland, torrential rains and multiple landslides have severely affected road connectivity along the Chathe, Paglapahar and New Chumukedima sections of National Highway 29, forcing authorities to prohibit vehicular movement until the road is restored. Several mudslides have occurred between Chathe Bridge and New Chumukedima, severely impacting vehicular movement along the Dimapur-Chumukedima-Kohima Highway on Sunday. According to police sources, no injuries or casualties have been reported at the time of the incident. The Chathe River has swollen above the danger mark due to continuous heavy rainfall and has swept away a suspension bridge linking Chumukedima and Seithekema villages. Meanwhile, several low-lying colonies in Dimapur town have been inundated, resulting in significant property damage and widespread disruption to daily life. Multiple landslides have also been reported in Kohima, Peck, and Semenyu districts. Nagaland's Hornbill Festival has been honored with the Silver Banyan Award for Best Cultural Music and Dance by the Week Heritage Awards. The award ceremony took place in New Delhi, where Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, presented the award. Joint Resident Commissioner of Nagaland House, New Delhi, Sharon Longchari, received the award on behalf of the state. The Heritage Awards are presented to protect, preserve and promote the country's rich heritage and culture. Two remarkable natural sites from Northeast India, the Meghalayan Age Caves in Meghalaya and the Naga Hill Ophiolite in Nagaland, have been added to India's tentative list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The submissions highlight the region's extraordinary geological and ecological heritage. Both nominations were formally submitted by the Permanent Delegation of India to UNESCO, marking a significant step towards potential inclusion in the prestigious World Heritage List. The sites represent distinct aspects of the region's heritage. The Ophiolite Belt as a rare geological formation that reveals Earth's tectonic history, and the caves as archives of the Meghalayan Age, a geological epoch that began 4,200 years ago. With these new inclusions, the Northeast now has a total of 8 properties on India's tentative list, reflecting the region's rich cultural and ecological diversity. And an earthquake measuring 5.9 in the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of Northeast India. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the tremor was recorded at 4:41 p.m. with the epicenter at Udalgiri district at a shallow depth of 5 kilometers. In Guwahati, many residents rushed out of their homes in panic. The tremor was also felt at Itanagar region and Naharlagun. No casualty and loss of property is reported so far. Meanwhile, 20 districts of Arunachal Pradesh are in yellow alert zone. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal and Bangladesh. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Tripura on the 22nd of this month to inaugurate the redevelopment and beautification of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam, and a state funeral will be accorded to former Meghalaya Chief Minister Dr. D.D. Lapang in Shillong at 1 p.m. today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.